Growing in confidence. Isn't this something we all want more of, confidence? I think it's so common that when we become mothers, our confidence, wherever it may have been before, can feel a little bit rocky. And I think that's because we're just exposed to so many new, different situations, different settings, different social settings, different environments. And all of these things may exist outside of the comfort zone of what we already know and what is already really familiar to us. And anxiety often resides just outside our comfort zone because it is what is familiar. It is those relationships that are really familiar to us that make us feel comfortable. And the more comfortable we are, the less anxiety we have. And sometimes it is going to take time for those things which might currently be just slightly outside our comfort zone, or for some of us, maybe they feel really far outside of our comfort zone to go to that class or that appointment or that setting. It's going to take a while for those things to become comfortable, that maybe that they'll incite a little less anxiety as they become more familiar to us. But the anxiety that you might be feeling that perhaps wasn't there before, again, it's a really normal human response to what you're going through. So what are some good confidence tips that actually will serve you not just for now in this postnatal stage, but will actually help your confidence for the years to come? One really good idea is just to be gentle and considerate in the steps that you're taking outside of your comfort zone. We all know when they are, because it might be that you know you're going to do something that day that actually you're feeling a bit anxious about. How can you make that a smaller step to take so that it's something that you still do, but actually you do it in a way that is respectful to the fact that it's new for you? It might be that you put a limit on the time that you spend there. Perhaps you say, I can only come for an hour. Perhaps you let another friend know that's going, that you're feeling a bit anxious. Maybe instead of encouraging yourself to get around the whole room and speak to everyone, which can feel like quite a lot of pressure, when you're feeling a bit nervous, perhaps you just set your mind to speaking to one new person. And if you are wanting to grow your confidence a little bit and to step out in confidence, sometimes it's really helpful to start becoming more aware of the things that you do not say, the things that you think, the things that you feel, the opinions that you have, that maybe historically you might think, oh, I'm not going to say that. And actually, you set yourself small challenges to speak some of those out. Oh, actually, I don't really think that, all right? Yeah, I'm not keen on that. Or it might be, you know, just starting a conversation that comes up in your mind that you've got a question you'd like to ask. But I think so often the fear that we have is around assumption. It's assuming that someone might think we're ridiculous. It's assuming that someone might not think our joke is funny. And actually, those things are not a reflection on who you are. So stepping out and saying some of these things, it's actually really good for our self-esteem, because you're acknowledging that these are your opinions, these are your needs, these are your feelings. And even though other people might not always agree or understand, it's a way of validating yourself. It's a way of nurturing and growing that authentic you that so often we hide under fear of what we should and shouldn't be saying and how we should and shouldn't feel. And also, I think another thing that stops us from being authentic is the fear that people will respond. So actually, as we step out and do these things, we realize that actually people might not run away in horror as we have assumed in our mind, and that fear is mostly it is in our mind, so it kind of disempowers it, really. And I find that when I step out and say things that are more authentic to who I am, it isn't only a boost of self-esteem, it's a boost of confidence. And then I'm far more likely to do that again next time. Say, for example, you share a joke to a room of five people and three people laugh so much they think it's hilarious, and then two people are just sat there a bit confused, they didn't quite get it. Now, does that mean that your joke wasn't funny? No, it doesn't, because factually and statistically, we can see that people got it and they thought it was great. But actually, I think often we turn feeling misunderstood, or we turn, you know, those simple moments where we put something of ourselves out there and it isn't perceived or received in the way that we hope it might be. We turn that into a statement about who we are, that we're not funny, we're not accepted, maybe we shouldn't speak out again. But actually, it's that recognition that those people who do get you will be meeting the authentic you, and often those connections are the ones that can become more meaningful, because it's you that people are relating to. And I would rather have two people in a room that relate to the authentic me than have everyone laughing and enjoying a me that actually doesn't really feel like me at all. You know, for many years, I sought confidence. It was confidence that I wanted. It just seemed so attractive in other people. And I even remember replicating other people's behavior, people that I thought were confident. I thought, maybe if I act like them, I will be perceived as confident. People will think I'm confident. Maybe I'll feel more confident. But as the years have gone on, I've started to realize that confidence isn't as much of what we need to be focusing on. As we focus on nurturing our self-esteem, our sense of self, then confidence comes, it comes naturally as part of that. Imagine a flower. You know, when we're growing a flower, we don't focus on that flower head. We focus on the roots. Because if we nurture and we water those roots and we keep them healthy, then that flower, it will flower regardless. It will flourish on its own. That flower will take care of itself. So focus on those acts of self-care, getting more rest, becoming more respectful of the authentic you that you are, without hiding yourself under guilt and shame and shoulds. And the confidence, I promise you, the confidence will come of its own accord.